With November temperatures in the 40s, full sun, and no snow in Anchorage, it seemed an appropriate day for representatives of Alaska businesses to call for action on climate change. Pat Lavin, an attorney with the National Wildlife Federation, led a contingent of business owners to the offices of Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich in Anchorage today as part of a Clean Energy Works campaign to promote climate change and energy legislation at the federal level.
So our work includes outreach to the business community, and today's event is the delivery of a letter signed by over 100 Alaska businesses to our senators, encouraging them to support climate and energy legislation that's working its way through Congress right now.
Members of the group, calling itself the Alaska Businesses for Climate Action, represented building, tourism, and alternative energy trades. Kurt Garut owns Susitna Energy Company in Anchorage.
Customers that we see just need a little bit more education, and they realize they too can use alternative energy. Alternative energy works very well. You just need to be efficient.
The letter asks Alaska's senators to support well-designed climate legislation that generates investment in energy efficiency and renewable energy development, resulting in reduced dependence on fossil fuels. Kevin Sweeney is Senator Murkowski's state director.
This letter will go directly to our expert legislative staff in the D.C. office and then also to the Energy Committee, of which Senator Murkowski is the ranking member of the Energy Committee.
Suzanne Fleek, Senator Begich's state director, said businesses have a voice in climate change debate.
You know, there's going to be both economic impacts because of climate change, but also economic opportunities in terms of transitioning to a more efficient energy economy here in the state. So we definitely welcome that new voice into this debate.
Fleek says the letter is on its way to Begich's Washington, D.C. office. Federal climate change legislation is working its way through the U.S. Senate.